Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Betsy Fletcher, and I welcome you to another Saturday morning
of mothers and daughters coming together to discuss their mother and daughter relationship, sharing with you, hoping to give you an opportunity to grow in your relationship with your mother and daughter. This morning, we have an exciting topic. Like I tell you on Saturday mornings, every Saturday morning, this is an exciting topic for me. You know, I get excited because I'm always learning as I'm being led to write by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. So it's an awesome training for me. And with that being said, our Father, we thank you for the gift of motherhood and for the wonderful gift of our daughters. You know, as mothers, we seek your guidance for our children, your wisdom, your strength, your patience, and giving us the faith and love to raise the children according to your will. And we ask that you be patient with us, Father, as we learn and are being trained on this journey. And thank you for such an honor to be able to mother another human being and to have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior and the Holy Spirit to guide us through this whole process. So we thank you. We love you. It's an honor. And I surely, truly appreciate being a mother. I've enjoyed every day of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am your host. I am Dr. Betsy Fletcher here at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Roundtable. It's an exciting day, a little overcast here in South Florida. And today I want to thank all the listeners for coming on. It gives me pleasure when I look and see the switchboard filling up and people coming on. I know Saturday is a day that most people feel that, you know, they do the errands. And I truly appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to the mothers and daughters as they share their hearts with you. I'm getting, you know, more and more notifications that the radio show is getting to be very popular, whatever that means. But, you know, Blog Talk keeps saying, you know, do you realize that the radio show is getting popular? So I don't really know how large it is and really don't really want to know. So we'll just keep going and keep doing, and I just keep thanking you for coming on Saturday mornings and listening and sharing. And I pray that God will bless you in a special way because it's not an easy thing to share a part of your soul with people that you don't know. And the reality of it is it's really helping other people to heal. You're planting a seed into their heart. So we're on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to us via the computer, or you can simply dial in on your phone. I like that part. No matter where you are, you can listen as you travel, and you can call in at 347-539-5078. That's 347-539-5078. And you can click 1 if you want to participate in the conversation. Tell you a little bit about some things that we're doing. But before we do that, I need to tell you what we are talking about today. This is the stimulating topic this morning. It is the rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship. And I want you to let that marinate with you for a moment, the rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship. Okay, hold those thoughts. We'll talk about them in a minute. Thank you for partners. We appreciate that. All you partners that are coming on board, wanting to be a part of God's mission and getting your name written down in the Lamb's book for helping God's work to get done. I really, truly appreciate you every day. It's amazing the people that are interested in helping get the message out. And as we are growing through some of the programs, the word is getting out more and more. And people are taking part in that. If you want to be a partner with us, you can go to mdbn.org. Simply, I usually say www.mdbn.org. That's M for mother, D is for daughter, B is for bonding, N is for network, .org. There's a button, say donation. You click on that, and you can make your donations according to what God placed on your heart. You don't want to miss a blessing by not doing if God placed it on your heart. So let that be said. The rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship. That is, to me, I want you to get in rhythm. I want you to think about rhythm, what it means to you, and get a beat going on in your head. You know, I invite you also, while you're thinking about that, write this down, www.drbessie.com. That is a website. It's for Dr. Bessie. I would love for you to go by, look at the website, you know, send me some comments, look at the programs that we have. And when it says other events, if you click on that, you will be able to go to the event page for the mother and daughter bonding, things that are coming up this year. It's getting very, very busy. I'm liking it. Things are happening every day. God is just moving. So we look like a whole total group from last year as far as activities. People are coming on board, and it's just very exciting to me. We have the International Mother and Daughter Faith Crusade on September the 10th, 2011. You don't want to miss that. We have a beautiful location. It's absolutely gorgeous. You're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time. You want to come, bring your mother. We're looking for the generation. Well, we have a thing that we're looking for, the largest generations of mothers and daughters. So we're putting it out there, and if you know a large generation of mothers and daughters, let us know, okay? The update, the mother and daughter bonding Cinderella Ball, it's November the 12th. People are beginning to sign up for that. I have people calling me now saying they're buying the dresses. I'm like, wow, they've already bought dresses for the ball. How exciting, you know, because they want to have the Cinderella dress. There's going to be a contest with the best Cinderella dress there. So you want to go out and get it. People are running out looking for dresses now and buying their tickets. So that's exciting to me. And we got the cruise. You know, we have the cruise going out. And we're doing a marketing spread, so you want to make sure that you get in and on time, because next week there's someone that's going to take over the cruise, and they're going to do a marketing spread, so we'll have more and more people coming aboard. I'm excited. It's just exciting things happening all over the place. I want to give thanks to the National Association Ambassadors, who's working hard to make sure that these things come to pass. They're my team. They do it well. I appreciate that. And I want to also give thanks to the International Mother and Daughter Faith Crusade team. Doing a great job. They're putting it together. We're coordinating. Now we're getting ready to do a blast. So look for all the information that you can share with your social network. And the vision board. We are still strong. Meeting every Monday night, and exciting things are happening. So I give thanks to all of these people that are making it happen. I give thanks to the people that I'm meeting on a daily basis that are contributing to various things that is coming up. And I can announce those later and maybe introduce some of those people to you as well. Again, for the new people that's coming on, I'm Dr. Bessie Fletcher as your host for the Mother and Daughter Roundtable. We are talking today a stimulating topic. It should be stimulating because we're talking about rhythm. And rhythm should be stimulating to you, the rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship. Let's give thanks for our sponsor for this month. We have a sponsor, and the sponsor is Miss Virginia Palmer. She is a correctional officer at Rikers. And they, like I say, every time I think about that, I just think, wow, what a tough job, but she does it well. Love to sing karaoke, and she has got a sponsorship in respect for her mother.
AM, this is Dolly Virginia Palmer. You know, can you get the hint there that Dolly Virginia, and maybe she was named after her mother? Is that what that is? I'm sure it is. What an honor. Mrs. Dolly Palmer has four daughters, and thank you, Virginia, for sponsoring the Mother and Daughter Roundtable for this month. All right. The rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship. That's our topic. That's what we're going to talk about today. Now, as you listen, you know, and you want to participate when I finish, then we'll go back and we'll give you an opportunity to participate in the program and give us your feedback. You know, sometimes just a couple words is better than nothing. Just let us know that you're with us, you heard it, and we'll go from there. The rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship. When you hear the topic, the rhythm of a mother and daughter relationship, it should make you think about dancing. But let me ask you, what is the first thought that comes or came to your mind? You know, did you think about dancing? You know, like dancing with your mother or your daughter? Well, that's sort of the right thing, sort of the direction in which we are going. It is a rhythmic kind of dance in relationship with our topic, but in a different kind of way. Now, first, let's look at what is rhythm. Rhythm is the beat. It's a place, a pace. Let me get that right. Rhythm is the beat. It's a pace. It's a tempo, it's timing, and it's a measure. Or we can say it's the pulse of the mother and daughter relationship. So when we are talking today, I want you to keep those things in mind. We want you to keep in mind the beat, the pace, and the tempo, and the timing. It's going to be about timing in all of this, and a measure. It's going to be about a measure of all of these things and how they come together. And, of course, you know, as I get to my topics, I get excited because I was like, rhythm, you know. I had a thing for dancing, love to dance, used to dance all the time. Don't do it now like I used to, but I used to love to dance. And there is a rhythm to dancing, and we'll talk a little bit about that as we move on. A rhythm is a series of patterns or beats that form to make a certain tune. You know, when you got a rhythm, you know, musician, they got a beat that they go with. And I'm not a musician, so I can't really educate you on that. But, you know, just a little. And then everybody kind of go, one, two, three, and then move on. You know, you get the beat. And then that rhythm just kind of rolls through your body. You can feel it. If you do it right now, you go. It gives you that. So rhythm is referring to the style in which the beats are put together. See, it rolls. And this small word, beat, has several different meanings. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of them. I'm sure there's many, many more, but I tried to narrow it down to what really pertains to what we're talking about today. You know, a beat could mean to be tired or exhausted. Some people say, I'm just beat. And then beat could mean a route in which the a police officer takes, you know. That's his beat. And a beat also could mean your heart. It's what your heart does to prove that you are alive. And that's pretty much where we are today when we're talking about the rhythm of the mother and daughter relationship. We want to kind of focus on the beat of the heart, pertaining to the mother and daughter. The beat of the mother and daughter's heart was the beginning of their relationship dance. It started just a few weeks after conception. As you conceive the child, in a few weeks that child is going to have a heart. And you as the mother have a heartbeat, and then you conceive a child, and that child in a few weeks develops a heartbeat. and her heart starts beating with your heart's rhythm. So you started off with a dance earlier than most people in their consciousness can conceive. And that was the beginning of the mother and daughter dance for life. Now, her tiny little heart keeps stroke and stepping with the pace of the heartbeat of the mother. Now, the rhythm of the mother and daughter beat, heartbeat, has a tempo, has a certain speed and a pulse that is unique to each mother and daughter. There are no two mother and daughters with the same rhythm. And that brings us to timing. Now, the rhythm of the mother and daughter relationship is set while the mother is carrying the child. It all depends upon how she receives the events that are presented in her life at that time. Let's say, for instance, a mother, you know, is going through. If she's a single woman and she's going through a difficult time trying to figure out how to live, and, you know, she's young and trying to figure out how to work and keep everything together, and she finds out she's pregnant, then, you know, there are situations that she has to adjust because it's going to throw her rhythm off. What am I going to do now? How am I going to make this work? How can I raise a child? So, you know, your rhythm is going to be thrown off. Well, on the other hand, you may have someone that's married that is going through a difficult time, or, you know, having difficult conversations about work, husband, money, situations. You know, that's a whole different kind of rhythm. There again, it's about timing. You know, you ask yourself, how smooth were your rhythm when you became pregnant with your child? And I'm using child because I really want this to be conceived in a thought that a person will not push out because they may say, I don't have a daughter. But I want you to realize that may, if it's a child, a daughter, or a son, there's a certain rhythm that occurs in that relationship, and it occurs at an early timing in the conception of the child. So you may ask yourself, how smooth is the rhythm? Are you in sync with the communication between you and your daughter or your son? The mother's timing has to do with her judgments of others, you know, her control and wanting to control others, and how effective she feels in her life at the time of conception of the child. You know, she may say to herself, you know, I just don't feel like I can do this. I don't feel like I can really carry a child. I don't feel like I'm prepared for it. I'm not old enough. It just happened. I thought I was being careful. Whatever it may be, if it's not a timing where you feel that, oh, wow, I'm excited about being pregnant, I am excited about having this child, you know, you've got a different rhythm going there. This is all I'm saying. I want you to just deal with the word rhythm, because the rhythm is the movement, it's the motions of your heart that controls and vibrates throughout the body. So that is what is going to affect the child as the child is carried inside the womb. So I know in many cases, some young mothers have to adjust their minds when they discover that they're pregnant. However, there needs to be a very quick adjustment in order to get into the rhythm with your child, who have a heartbeat of their own in just a few weeks. See, so you only have a few weeks to do that. Now, this is not a judgmental kind of thing. This is a thing that I want you to just look back at and see where you were. What was your rhythm at the time when you conceived that child? What were you thinking? What were you doing? You know, how were you responding to things? And it, you know, once you realize that there's a rhythm, there's no time to waste, because wasted time can cause you many problems later. If you don't make adjustments in the beginning and get the rhythm, the baby's heartbeat and your heartbeat moving together and getting in sync, then as they grow older,
it's not going to get in sync. It's going to get farther and farther away until you realize something is wrong and make some adjustments. Now, you hear some mothers say, you know, I don't know why, but I'm closer to, and they'll name a child, than any of my other children. And I never could understand that. I still don't understand it, because, but, you know, it would be, I don't know, I can't measure it because I only have one child. So I would never be able to measure that, and I am an only child, so I wouldn't be able to measure that. But I have heard so many mothers say, I don't know why, but I'm closer to this one than I am to the other children. Now, do you think you can see where, you know, that could be the beginning of being offbeat with the rhythm of your child and where it might have begun at the beginning? Just a thought. You can think about that. I think when a mother and daughter are out of sync, it goes back to the thoughts that the mother was processing at the beginning of conception. You know, the daughter gets caught up with the mother's thoughts and the processing. So therefore, she is dancing to her beat and trying to dance to the mother. I mean, the two are supposed to coordinate together, you know. And sometimes when you hear a mother say, I just don't know why this child is moving around and just won't be still and just heartburn and just everything. You know, you start complaining about all kinds of things that's going on, and you realize the child is not settled on the inside. You might ask yourself, why? There's a rhythm. The timing is off. The timing between the mother's heartbeat and the child's heartbeat may be out of sync. Now, you know, this is not to blame anybody. This is not to say you're a bad mother. This is just something that God placed on my heart this morning to share with you. We can all go back and look at it. You know, I even went back myself and looked back and said, wow, and I never thought about it that way. Everything is about timing. Everything is about setting. And even the world was done in a timely manner, and it had a rhythm to it, and it was done. Now, I'm sure that she was dealing with trials and tribulations and not knowing that those thoughts would put her and her daughter in a different pace. Therefore, their timing was off. Now, you know, because if you're a mother and you know these things, you know, when we know better, we do better. But what I'm trying to take, where I'm trying to take you, is to a place where you can reset that beat. You know, let's look at how, you know, we look at what are the possibilities that could have happened, what is happening, and what can we do about it? How can we adjust that? Now, we say rhythm is keeping time with the beat of your heart. How many times have you seen a person on the dance floor and you were trying to figure out what beat are they dancing to? Now, I don't know about you. I see them so many times, and I'm actually standing paralyzed watching someone in thought, paralyzed in thought, watching them dance and saying, what beat are they dancing to? It seemed like, you know, the beat that was in my head was not the beat that I was seeing on the dance floor, because the person was just like it was off. You know, the beat was hit, and they were like 2 seconds behind it. It's almost like those Chinese old movies that you see where the mouth is moving and action comes behind. You know, the words come later. And so you say to yourself, well, they just cannot dance. That's what we would say. Well, that person just can't dance. But is it that they can't dance, or is it that they're on a different beat? Their beat in their head, they're picking up on something. But, you know, it don't take a rocket scientist to know that they're offbeat as far as you're concerned, you know, and I'd go as far as to say they couldn't dance, but, you know, that's just my little humble opinion. But, you know, undoubtedly they're listening to something, and they hit that beat, and it's that beat that they're moving to. And even though it may not hit the beat that you think it should be on, it's still
their beat. It's matching something in their system that allows them to feel that they are on target, they're hitting each note timely, and they are a good dancer because they see it. You cannot tell a person they are not a good dancer because in their heart and soul, they feel that they're hitting the beat. Now, they may not be hitting it like you, but they're hitting the beat that's in their heart and in their mind. So if you have two or more children, you might want to ask yourself, am I in sync or in rhythm with all of my children, or are you just smooth and in sync with just one? You know? And then you ask yourself, well, why am I not in sync with all of my children? Why is it that I have this one child that I can talk to and that she understands me and we can communicate? We don't have no problems talking to each other. We talk about everything. We share everything. We love being together. Why is it that I'm not in sync with my other children like I am with this child? You might want to go back. You might want to look at where were your thoughts? Where were you? What was your rhythm when you were carrying that child? Now, you don't have to tell us that. We don't need to know that. It's just something for you to explore. Because we wonder why, you know, some mothers and daughters have a decent relationship. Some have a good, some have a bad, some have a great, and some have an exceptional relationship. It'd be wonderful to have the exceptional, but, you know, if you're like me, we're all working toward that. I haven't reached that. Every day I work hard to make sure that I keep a good relationship with my daughter. You know, exceptional, I don't know what that is, because I think that's, you know, that would be putting it to a place where you feel you don't have to do anything else. And every day you're going to have to work on your mother and daughter relationship as you do with any relationship that you have. And the reason I said child is because I wanted you to see outside of the box of mother and daughter, because each Saturday we're talking about mothers and daughters, and sometimes people get in that box and they can't see outside of that box. But let's look at the rhythm of you and your mate. Let's look at the rhythm of you and your husband. Let's look at the rhythm of you and your sisters. Let's look at the rhythm of you and your cousins, or the rhythm of you and your coworkers, or just the rhythm of you and your friends or your neighbors. Everything it has its own rhythm. You know, how do you fit in that? It's about being able to keep a pace. And some people say, you know, I can communicate well with so-and-so. It's because you're in rhythm with that person. So when you're in rhythm with someone, you become very good friends with that person. You feel like you've known them for a long time because you're on the same beat. You can see some of the same things, and it flows. So with all that being said, how can we get back into the rhythm with our mother and daughter? There's a couple of things, and of course, you know, as we talk, I'm sure Spirit is speaking to you. Things popped up in your head. You might want to write them down. These are just seeds to give you an opportunity to harvest a thought that will help you generate a new rhythm. And if you think about it, you know, I would like to dance with my daughter in a different way. So how would I like to dance with her? What is the music? Do you need a faster pace? Do you need a medium pace of music? Or do you need just some slow and easy? You know, think about it. But you have to really know the person in order to know the beat, in order to figure out the rhythm so that you all can be on one accord, in sync, and dancing with the rhythm of your thoughts. It's about the rhythm of your thoughts, which generates from a word, which creates a reality, and then you live the dance. You actually live the dance. So when you go back, and the first thing you want to do is you want to seek God's guidance. Because if you go to the Bible, there is something there. I was looking for rhythm in the Bible. I didn't see it, so I didn't spend a lot of time on it. But I know there's something there, because rhythm and timing are is what I usually say, twins. Rhythm and timing they're so closely related to the automatically seem as one. And you could say that with your mother and daughter, a mother and daughter relationship, you know, even though the communication may be off, the relationship is unique. There is no two alike. So the rhythm between them is unique between them, and only the two of them can actually fix that. You know, Dr. Becker can't come out and do that for you. The only thing, only persons can do that is you and your daughter. And you got to figure out, what do I do? The first advice that I would give is to seek God's guidance. You got to pray on that thing. You have to say, Lord, I need wisdom. What can I do to get in sync with my daughter? How can I get back into the rhythm? Because if you think about it, your heartbeat and your daughter's heartbeat should be basically beating at the same beat. There should be a rhythm there that is so close that if you really measured one and measured the other and look at them, they will look almost identical. But that's not the case in every case, because then the rhythm of the heartbeat is determined by the thought. And if the thoughts are not in sync, then the rhythm of the heartbeat is going to be measured in a very up and down kind of motion. So how do we get that together? It's about rhythm and timing. Like a mother and a child, there's a spiritual note to the music, and you've got to figure out, what is the spiritual note to our music? What makes us dance? You can't do it outside of seeking God's guidance. It's not going to happen, because you first have to go back to who made you. And you didn't make yourself. You didn't make your daughter. So you have to go back to the Creator. You have to go back to God to reset the timing, to get it right. Now, the rhythm is still in the mother, because you're still holding on to some of those things. Obviously, you had the rhythm first. Now, the news of being pregnant, did that adjust your original rhythm and you didn't reset your beat? Well, think about that. You can reset your beat to the beat of your daughter if you're willing to be patient. Now, that's the word that came out of this thing this morning, patience. That's the one thing that I see in mothers and daughters when I'm speaking to them. Patience is not there. People do not want, they don't want to be patient. It takes work. It did not go south. The relationship didn't go south overnight. It takes patience to bring it back. And if you're not willing to be patient, then you're going to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and nothing will ever happen. You will never get into the same rhythm. It takes time to reset your rhythm with your mother or daughter. And you got to be willing to want to put in that time. You got to be willing to do whatever it takes. And in most cases, the mother and daughter, one or the other, don't want to put in the time. They don't want to make the adjustment. They don't want to do what it takes. They don't want to have the honest conversation, because what happens is that they know that you will know the rhythm of their beat. And people don't want to reveal that. But until you get inside and until you get to that rhythm, that thought, that pattern in which the mother or the daughter is dancing at, the beat of their heart is all about what's in that heart. Because where your heart is where your treasure, and where your treasure, which is your thoughts, they will come out of your mouth. So with that, we've got to have patience. We've got to be willing to do whatever's necessary to get back in the beat. Now, I know people say I'm hard on mothers. Well, I am, because mothers are older. You're supposed to have a certain amount of wisdom. You can't just go and just let your daughter take the lead.
I mean, sometimes I know they're not right, and I know they're young and they're learning, but you got to use wisdom. You got to be wise. You got to know that I am the mother. Now, how can I make this work? And first of all, God can help you through wisdom show you how to make it work with your daughter. Now, the first thing you want to do is you want to create a special prayer time for wisdom. You know, set aside just a time that is just for prayer for you and your daughter or you and your mother. And it's not always the mother and the daughter. It's sometimes the daughter trying to get to the mother. Because mothers are not always right. We're not always right. So the daughters, I have daughters coming to me and says, I just can't communicate with my mother. She just won't talk to me. She just won't spend time with me. I try everything I can do. I try to be nice to her. I go see her. She acts like she don't want to see me. You know, so there's a lot of daughters out here struggling trying to build a relationship with their mother. The second thing is to transform your thoughts of your mother and daughter by, you know, looking at old pictures. You know, if you go back and just revisit some old times, you know, you might want to look at your daughter pictures or look at your mother's pictures and just look at some fun times. That's a way to put those thoughts back into, loving thoughts, into your heart. And our motto at the Mother and Daughter Bonding Center is recapture that moment when you first looked into her eyes. Now, mothers, when you want to recapture that moment, how do you do that? You've got to go back. You've got to look at, you know, you can go back in your mind and try to think of a lot of things. But if you have pictures and if you sat and looked at a baby's picture that you had, especially the ones when they were first born, and you just put that somewhere that you could see it every day, and then just get a line of pictures as that child grew, and you just go back, it's going to change the rhythm of your heartbeat for that child. And it's going to bring up whatever you had at that moment. So you'll have to learn to deal with it, and that's the first possibility of making a change. And the third thing is to start some type of communication on a daily basis. Don't let 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, a month go by, and you haven't spoken to your daughter or to your mother. Whether they like it or not, this is about you trying to change your beat and trying to do what you're asking God to help you do, and that is to take some action, and that is to take some type of communication. If it's nothing but a text, how you doing? Love you. Hope you're having a great day. Move on. Keep praying. Keep praying. Change will come. If you just do these simple things, you'll see a change, and that change will be to the rhythm of your heart. So I thank you for listening. I hope that you will be blessed from this and that you will always measure your heart and see if you need to make any changes. Are you dancing to the rhythm of your daughter's heartbeat? So I'm going to open up the lines. Anyone that would like to share, I would love for you to pick one to communicate with us. The rhythm of a heartbeat. I know that sometimes people feel that, you know, we're just fine. We do well. My daughter and I, we don't have any problems. We communicate well. But see, the truth lies within yourself, and you know. You know if there's a offbeat in the rhythm. And most mothers want to. Every once in a while, you find a mother that really tells me that, you know, I don't care, I don't want to, I'm not interested, you know, she gets on my nerves. And I've had mothers tell me I don't want to see her again, I don't want to talk to her again. I can't understand it, of course, but I'm measuring it from the rhythm that I have with my daughter and the rhythm that I have with my mother. You know, even though we disagree, and everybody's going to disagree, but I can't imagine not speaking to my mother or, you know, saying I don't ever want to see my mother again or I don't want to ever see my daughter again. I just can't imagine seeing that, saying that, or living through that. So with me, I will do whatever's necessary to make sure that we communicate. And sometimes it takes
like anything else, patience, but also listening, also being able just to be quiet and receive the information and process it. And sometimes you don't want to say anything at the time because maybe you don't know what to say. But then to say, you know what, I'm going to pray on this. I'm going to see what, you know, the Lord tells me. And then I'm going to get back with you. Because it's going to take all of that to help you get to that rhythm. Okay, 336, are you there? I'm trying to see. I don't know if my switchboard is working or not. I'm calling, so if I click, it's not doing anything. Okay, well, I'll just keep talking. And if you click, then we'll keep going. But so when we're talking about the rhythm, we're talking about actually what can we do. Now, like I tell people, I said, you know, dancing is a good measure. When this message was given to me this morning, I was like, wow, what a good message. But I thought, rhythm, how is that going to work? You know, very few mothers and daughters dance. I went to a debutante, and with that debutante, there were the Deltas. They were doing a dance. And when I saw mothers and daughters get up, all dressed, on the floor, dancing together, I mean, it actually made me cry. Because usually a young lady would dance with her father. And, of course, they had the fathers to dance with the daughters afterwards. And usually they would dance with the father. But to see the mother and the daughters dancing, it was like a warm spirit, you know, that touched my heart. I'm thinking, wow, how many times do you see mothers and daughters dancing? How many times do you see them interact in such a way that they share a different kind of beat, a different kind of message that basically allow them to be at one in sync? And you may think, well, what does physical dancing have to do with it? Physical dancing have a lot to do with it. It has a lot to do with it. Because, you know, when people dance, they actually look in each other's eyes. They actually exchange energy because you're close. You're all in the same circle of energy. So that energy force is transformed, and it ejects a feeling of love. It's that energy that makes people think, you know, wow, I love this person. You feel that loving force of warmness that just wraps around you and your daughter. So I look back and I said, you know, the beat. When I look at the beat, the rhythm, the pattern, and you ask yourself, why am I having this difficult relationship with my daughter? And I can tell you of a situation that was told to me about a week or so ago. And the person wanted to know, how can I get my daughter to hear me? And that kind of came to my mind when I was writing this morning. Why is it that you're talking to a young lady and she doesn't hear you? Is it that, and this morning I was like, you know what? The rhythm was off. The daughter has a rhythm and a thought in her mind. So when the mother's talking, she's off in her own thought. She's dancing to her own beat. And the mother says, she's sitting right there. She's looking at me. She's hearing me. But yet she doesn't hear me. But she will come back and she will say, yeah, but. Now, you've had some people that say that. They're like, yeah, but. Yeah, but. That means that she, a mother said, well, then she's not hearing anything that I'm really saying because we're not in sync together. So when I was writing this morning, I was like, the rhythm, wow. So that's a prime example of not being in sync because one is saying something and the other one is hearing something else, and the two are not coming up and matching with each other. So therefore what? The mother's getting aggravated. She's like, I can't take it anymore.
And I don't know what else to do because, you know, with child laws, and of course the girl is 20, so you can't really spank her. She's in college and she's doing her thing, but she lives at home. So therefore, when you're talking about the rhythm, you're talking about two people that are adults. And with two people that are adults, they both have their minds made up and they want to do what they want to do the way that they want to do it. And so then you add the flavor of the father who's really trying to get into the rhythm of the whole two. It's just the three of them. But, you know, his beat is so fast that I'm talking about super fast in motions and talk and actions that the three have three different beats and three different rhythms going on in one household, and nobody knows how to bring them together. So with that being said, you know, you sit back and you listen. I know I see some hands up, but I can't. I'm clicking on them, and they're not releasing. So because of that, I don't know what's going on with the switchboard. And it may have cut me off, but I'll keep talking just in case, and I'll try to get back on. I'm not trying to ignore you with your participation. It's just that the switchboard is doing its own thing at the moment, and occasionally that happens, and we do what we do, and we keep going. The one thing I always say is that, thank God, I can talk. I love to talk, so I keep talking. If it gets to the point where the switchboard doesn't want to allow me to pick up on my callers, then I just keep talking. So if you see me and hear me just talking continuously, it's not that I'm trying to be rude. It's not that I'm not trying to click on to your signal that you want to say something. It's just that I can't click it on. I'm trying to click it on to allow you to participate in the conversation. But in the meantime, you know, they always say, be ye ready. When you're dealing with the switchboard and you're dealing with the internet and you're dealing with wireless, you put those combinations together, and then you have all possibilities. Anything could happen. But I really, truly appreciate you, and I thank you for having your hands up. And I don't know, it's blinking all over the place. I'm going to try clicking on some others. 336. No, let's see. I don't know what's going on. Let's try this one. 347, hello?
Hello, Dr. Bestie, how you doing?
Wow, it's working. I'm doing fine. Trying to get this switchboard to do what it's supposed to do. How you doing?
I'm doing blessed, and I'm just enjoying your message this morning as usual, and I just thank God for you as usual. And I don't know where you, well, I know where you get your topics from God, because this is really an awesome topic. And I was just taking notes, and I was like, wow. I mean, it really hit home, and I was like, wow, this message has to be for me. And I know it's for a lot of other people, but it has to be for me. And it's the rhythm of the mother and daughter heartbeat. That is just so awesome. And as you explain it from the beginning of time, when you conceive your child, and the mother and the daughter heart sync together, that is just awesome. And sometimes for different circumstances, once the child is here and stuff like that, that heartbeat or that rhythm of dancing together with society, community, different issues and problems separate that. But I was more concerned about, and what I'm going to try to do about it, take note of how to repair that rhythm, that heartbeat, to get it on a timely base again. And that is just so awesome. And that's what I've been doing, like praying to God, putting it on my vision board and putting it on my altar, and trying to transform back to the old pictures, the old memories, and recapture the time that it was good, capture the time that it was awesome, and stuff like that. And it's a good topic, and I think everybody should like just try to, if you're having a bad relationship or a not so good relationship with your child or with your grandchild or with your sisters or stuff like that, you should really try to pray on it and give it to God, because God can work miracles and He will work it out. And I just thank you that you came up with these principles, and that's what we need. We need principles. We need for somebody to renew our mind to these thoughts and these basic guidelines of how to be, how to have a good relationship, or how to have a mother and daughter bonding. And I just thank you for that. And I just say, keep on doing what you're doing. And I thank you for that. And I will use this message because it is a real awesome message.
Well, thank you. When I finished the message, the challenge was trying to get somebody to conversate, and I'm just all over the switchboard trying to click. It makes me feel good because, when I get a message and I say what the Lord tells me to say, I don't know if it's effective until people allow me, give me some feedback. So I'm sitting here going, okay, Lord, okay. So, I've delivered the message as you told me, and I'm hoping that that they get it, and even though I can't get feedback. But I thank God that He showed it to me, because he let me know, okay, yes, give me some feedback. But when you were talking, the thing that came to my mind was back in the days when there was slavery times, back in the days, and I can't relate to the slavery times no more than history and people telling us about it, but I sure can relate to the times when I used to pick cotton and put in tobacco and do all that stuff in the country, and picking beans, and we're having a garden like we have a farm kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember my mother-in-laws would sing. They would take off on a song. Somebody would take off. I had an Aunt Sarah, and she would take off on a song. I can't think of the song right now. I should know it because she sung it all the time. And the whole field of people would get in to that song. And I'm talking about they would work all day, and it was a rhythm going. And it just hit me when you were talking. It was all about a rhythm. And they would come out picking 200 and 300 pounds of cotton in a day. I never could conceive how somebody did that. I mean, it would take me a month to pick 50 pounds of cotton. My uncle used to get angry with me because I would put stones in it, or I'd put some water in it, because I would never have enough to weigh. So, I was always trying to figure out how I can make it weigh something. But, in the meantime, I'm thinking back now. Back in the day, it was all about rhythm. It was all about rhythm. And then if you think about it, when you have your child, now they tell you when you go to birthing schools, they got a rhythm that you go. It's all about a rhythm. And if you keep a rhythm going, you can correlate your thought and your heartbeat, and therefore you can come on one accord. I don't know how that fit in, but it just came into my mind. Does that make sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense to me. And I remember the time of the cotton and the tobacco and all of that.
Yeah, that was some hard work. And people had to do whatever they had to do to get through it. They just kind of figure out, and then that singing would help them to correlate their movements. They didn't think about how hard it was. They didn't think about how hot it was. They didn't think about, I'm out here and working all day, and I'm going to get $2 at the end of the day or 50 cents a pound. They didn't think about that. All they thought about is that this is what I got to do, because a lot of times people were sharecropping too, and they knew they had to bring in that crop. And so how do we get through it? We get through it with song. We get through it with a rhythm and a communication that really supported everybody in an effort, and they moved together, and they would move down that field all together, and you see the whole row, as far as you could go across, people were in line together. Now, a person like me, I was way in the back. Somebody had always come help me because I knew my rhythm was way off when it came to picking cotton. That was not even on my measuring stick. But
I'm saying all of that to say, no matter how hard it is, people did it. They figured out a rhythm. They figured out how they could make it work. And so with that being said, you know, we just got to do what we got to do. We got to keep that rhythm going. We got to keep it going to the point where we have, that we're working on our daughters. And, yes, it's not easy, but I can tell you one thing. God is teaching you as the mother something. There's a reason behind everything that happens. So maybe he needs to teach you patience. Maybe he needs to teach you a little bit more about forgiveness. Maybe he needs to teach you a little bit more about judgment and wanting to control. It's always a lesson. So if you just keep going, you're going to learn your lessons, and then you're going to get the reward of the manifestation and the harvest of your daughter. So I'll see if I can click on a couple more people here. People are clicking. They're clicking on, and I'm like, I'm trying to click. So thank you very much, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Thank you.
I'm about to hang up the wrong thing here. So much going on. Let's see. 301, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise
God
for
you. Thank you.
I'm doing well this morning. A good message of being in rhythm. You know, there are oftentimes what we say to people or say to our friends who when we have been with people that, you know, we did not, you know, our spirits did not meet, or we weren't in tune with this person. I really didn't enjoy my time with this person. But that's a good message. It's all about that rhythm, you know, whether or not you're in tune with someone. And when you was given those principles, one thing I wanted to add is because mothers can be judgmental, that we need to be non-judgmental of our daughters, you know, mm-hmm. and that forgiveness. And see, that comes with that forgiveness, you know. And I like that you said that forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself and then forgive your daughters, you know, for whatever they have done. And when you come to them, in a positive, first prayerful and positive manner, and not be negative, because if you give out negativism, then you're going to get that back. So, you know, you're going to have to come and be positive and know that, hey, I am the adult. I'm the one that God has given wisdom. I'm the one that God has made a steward over this child. So I need to come and find a way to mend whatever caused this relationship to break down. And you went back to the very inception of a child back in the womb. I say, you know, that is so true. So many psychologists have said, what you give that baby in those early weeks and months before that child is born, you know, you just continue that as the child come out. You know, you read to the child, you talk to the child, you rub your stomach, you know, massaging the child, you know, and you build a relationship right there. You know, you're building that relationship. So a good message, a fantastic message, you know, and that timing. It's all about timing. Some situations you want to talk to your daughters about, and you know this is not the right time. So I know not to approach this situation because what? It's not time. And that's where that prayer and that Holy Spirit leads you and guides you. So you know, okay, let me back off. I need to come back another day, another time, you know? So I just thank God for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, you're right. It's about the time, and then sometimes you can't. You know, you got to know, I can't deal with this one right now. Let's talk about something else. So she's not ready. And so you another day, another time, and you pray, and wisdom will tell you when to do it. So I thank God for you guys. I can't get the rest of you guys on. I appreciate it. Have a great day. We're running out. We
and
have
one other thing.
25 seconds.
That's it. And one other thing. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And I know you were talking about me beat on that dance floor.
About what?
Being on the dance floor and dancing to my own beat.
Uh-huh. Right.
I said, I knew you were talking about me.
No. I didn't think about you, but now that you brought it out, I know what you're talking about. You're all on yourself, okay? You all have heard it from Dr. You have heard it from Dr. McGruder herself. Her beat to the music. Okay. All right.
Y'all be blessed now.
Thank you. That's a good one. All right. God bless you guys. You have a good weekend. And you know what? Keep dancing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.